heard a man on television the other day, young soldier, and his life had been saved due to a simple prayer that his wife prayed, unknowing that his life was in danger, literally hanging in the balance. It was a paratrooper about to jump out of an airplane, and they lost control of the flaps, could not slow down, certainly not to jump out of and not to land. And they were preparing for crash landing. And his wife got a phone call from someone and said, "Is there anything I can pray with you about?" And she said, "Well, you know, my husband's jumping out of an airplane today. Maybe we could pray for him." Found out later it was at the very time. And just as they were preparing for that crash landing, suddenly the controls ignited again, engaged again, and they were able to land the plane totally normally and safe. And he said later, he said, "You know, all that God wants is relationship. And prayer is the means by which we develop that relationship." Hallelujah. I hope that the last couple of weeks that you have captured in your heart that prayer is a great privilege. And the greatest privilege of prayer is to pray and commune and have communion with the Father. Why is that? We've talked about it. Because He is Almighty. Because He is awesome. Because there is none beside Him. There is none above Him. There is only below Him. In that picture of the Almighty God, if that's all we knew of Him, then we might have just that picture of Oz, the Great Oz. Remember from the Wizard of Oz and the Great Wizard and that raging fire and that awesome booming voice. And if all we saw of God was that fearsome, terrible presence of God, then we might draw back in fear. But Jesus came and He revealed Him as Father, God and Father. And we looked through the New Testament and saw that God is first of all God, but He is Father. And that over 40 times in the epistles alone, He's referenced as God and Father. God and Father. So it's important to see and to know the awesomeness of God. But it's more important, I think, to know Him as Father. Because it's in the light of fatherhood that we can see Him as He is. And He is love. We pray to Him as God because He can answer those prayers. Nothing that He cannot answer. Nothing that He cannot do. But we pray to Him as Father because He will answer. Hallelujah. All else in the kingdom of God, all else that we could talk about, all else that we could talk about is for that one purpose. And that is seeing Him and knowing Him as God, our Father. All else is subject to that. Here's your prayer tip this week. Prayer should be full of purpose. According to Ephesians 6, he says, with all prayer, pray at all times in the Spirit, but do it with purpose. Be a person of purpose. Let all of your praying have purpose. Be knowing. Be sensitive. Be watching. And let all of these times that we have together, and all the times that you'll have with God, and all the times that you'll have in the Word, and all the times in the future that you'll see and learn and know more about communing with the Lord and communing with the Father, all of those times build into your very core purpose. Purpose. So that when you pray, there's purpose. It's not wishy-washy. It's not uncertain. It's not unclear. So, Pastor Terry, what if I go to pray and I'm not even sure what I'm supposed to pray about? Then let your purpose be to serve Him. Let your purpose be to find out what His purpose is. His purpose should always take precedence over our own. When you become a person of His purpose, then all you do, all you live for, all you see, all you say, all you hear takes on a higher level of meaning, a higher level of integrity. It takes on all that He is and all that He'll do to accomplish that purpose. And when you find His purpose for your praying, when you find His heart, His purpose, His thoughts, His desires, His dream, when you're looking for that purpose as you pray and you learn to look for it and you learn to find it, we'll learn more about it as we go. Then everything in the kingdom of God then becomes yours. So that purpose can be fulfilled in you, for you, and through you. Hallelujah.